It's Marketplace Tech for Monday, October 3rd. I'm Molly Wood, filling in for Ben Johnson. Google's holding an event tomorrow in San Francisco to show off some new hardware. In fact, that hardware, it sounds like, may include a brand new smartphone. The company has been pitching this event as a really big deal. There's a website just for it at madebygoogle.com. There are billboards around the country. There are even statues on street corners with the silhouette of the expected new phone. To find out what all the hype is about, here's Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief at CNET. Hey, Lindsay.
Hey, Molly.
All right, so let's talk about what we expect Google to announce tomorrow.
We're expecting two new smartphones, and the thing that's different about these smartphones is that Google used to call their phones Google Nexus phones, and all rumors point to them changing the name of their phones to Pixel. So we're expecting two phones, the Pixel and potentially the Pixel XL.
I feel like lately there is almost a lack of options, of good options in high-end Android smartphones. It's like you hear about the iPhone, but if you don't want to deal with the headphone rigmarole, you're not exactly sure where to go in the Android world.
It is possible that Google will make enough branding inroads with the Pixel phones that the Pixel phones become the de facto Android choice. Because, you know, we humans like to pick teams, and we know that there's an Apple team. And then when you think about it, an Android, you know, you've probably noticed that people out there in the world say, I've got an Android, but that's not actually a thing. And so it's possible that the Pixel could become the stand-in for an Android. I think that's still a stretch. I think that the Samsung phones and the Galaxy line has such brand presence that it's going to be a while until that happens. It's conceivable, though.
And then what other hardware are we expecting to see tomorrow?
There are a lot of different rumors, and we don't know exactly what we're going to see yet. One rumored piece of hardware that seems maybe, I don't know, I'd place 50-50 odds on it, is Daydream VR, which is the VR platform that is one step up from Google Cardboard, which you can find, you know, everywhere. This is Google's nicer answer to that. So that's a possibility. We also are hearing about a new Chromecast streaming device that will cost possibly more, but will stream in 4K. There are some rumors about a new router. So, you know, you could see Google saying, we're not only are we going to provide this high-end hardware, but we're going to support the infrastructure for all of this hardware to speak to each other in the home. And that's an interesting proposition.
One big happy ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
That's Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief at CNET. Thanks for talking with me.
Thank you.
As you probably know by now, on November 8th, this country will elect a new president. And on December 16th, that president-elect will get a briefing from the National Intelligence Council called Global Trends. This is a report that comes out every 4 years, every time there's a U.S. presidential election. It covers major trends in the economy and energy, politics, and technology. The last report was Global Trends 2030. It was presented to Barack Obama in 2012. And according to my next guest, there was one major thing missing, and that was space technology. Lieutenant Colonel Peter Gerritsen is an instructor of joint warfare at the U.S. Air Force's Air Command and Staff College. He also leads the Air University's Space Horizons Initiative. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And so there we were in 2012, and space tech then was completely missing, right? Why is that important?
I think it's important because there are vast opportunities ahead for the United States or any power that is interested in industrialization and development in outer space. Many of your listeners would be familiar with the plans that SpaceX has for colonization of Mars, or the vastly ambitious plans of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos.
But those are all private industries. Is it significant to you that U.S. policy encompass some of those same plans?
Absolutely, and that's largely what's missing. Whether or not an industry can flourish and whether or not there's opportunity for American jobs and American influence in a new domain very much depends on policy leadership. Not unlike when the United States was deciding to become a naval power, policy decisions that influence transportation and the structuring of markets either do or don't allow vast industrial expansions that ultimately translate to who is a great power. And space is going to provide that exact opportunity.
So you say that space travel has big implications for the future. I feel like in a lot of quarters, space is still regarded as fun, but not fundamental. How does that attitude need to change?
That attitude change has already happened in the thought leaders in the space community, but it doesn't seem to have permeated the policy level or the general public. Survival is an inherently important thing in that our space program is not just about curiosity, but it's fundamentally about what is the future of our species. There's an opportunity by whoever becomes our next president to decide what that future is going to be and what role the United States may have in leading toward that future.
That's Peter Gerritsen. He leads the Air University's Space Horizons Initiative. Thanks so much for your time, sir.
Thank you.
Now, speaking of things presidential, there is an event happening at the White House today called South by South Lawn. Yep, you heard me right. It's a, quote, festival of ideas, art, and action. See, back in March, President Obama went to South by Southwest, the music and movies and tech festival that's held every year in Austin, Texas, and apparently he loved it. So he's bringing the idea to Washington with a lineup that includes Leonardo DiCaprio, the child stars of the hit Netflix series Stranger Things. There are artists, DJs, musical acts, tech CEOs, pretty much the whole shebang. The event is invitation only, although it will be streaming on whitehouse.gov. I guess the only question I have is, will there be barbecue? Because if there isn't, then South by Southwest has nothing to worry about. All right, that's it for us. I'm Molly Wood. That's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.